A quick message for the grown-ups before we begin today's show. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you about my new book, We Share This Earth. It's part of my series of books introducing the idea of community to the littlest ones in your family. This book celebrates our global community and shows through beautiful illustrations by Brooke Smart how we are all connected to each other and this gorgeous planet that we all share. So spread the love with your community this Earth Month with We Share This Earth. Available wherever books are sold.
Buenos dias, noodlinos.
How do you do? It's me, Joji. Are you ready for some podcast magic?
We're going to dazzle your ears.
Dazzle, dazzle.
With audio.
Audio.
Adios.
Adios.
To the choir.
Choir.
That's funny.
Hold up. Welcome, Isabel from East Brunswick, New Jersey. Isabel will be leading the choir this week. Remember, you can join the Noodle Loaf Choir too. Just check the show notes for instructions on how to do it. Do it. Light.
La la la.
La la la.
Wee wee wee.
Wee wee wee.
I hope that you.
I hope that you.
Will join with me.
Will join with me.
And today's edition of Trivia is called Instrument or Animal. I'll say a word and you have to guess if I'm saying the name of a musical instrument or the name of an animal. It's not as easy as you think, so you'll get to hear a little bit of the sound the instrument or animal makes to help you decide. The first one is theremin. Theremin. Is a theremin a musical instrument or an animal? It sounds like this. Did you guess the answer? It's a musical instrument. You play it without actually touching it. Isn't that weird? Not as weird as this next word. Question two. Capybara. No relation to Yogi Berra. Here's what a capybara sounds like to help you decide. What do you think? Animal or musical instrument? What do you think the answer is? The correct answer is animal. A capybara is a kind of animal. Even though I'm pretty sure I saw a concert that sounded just like that at South by Southwest in 2006. Question three. Baboon. Baboon. And here's the sound a baboon makes. So funny, baboon. You think I'm funny? Like a clown? Well, you know what's funny? The word baboon. Baboon, baboon. So what's the answer? The answer is animal. A baboon is an animal, specifically a monkey type animal. Question four. Bassoon. Wait, didn't we just do that one?
No, that was baboon.
Oh, this is bassoon. When do we get a hint? Bassoon. Actually, but now. And the answer is a musical instrument, specifically a woodwind. That means you have to blow into it to play it, like make wind from your face into the woodwind. This is fun. Should we do one more? Question five. Calliope. Calliope. And here's the sound a calliope makes.
Oh,
hope that's an animal. Let's see what the answer is. It's a musical instrument, but it's not played with wind from your face like a bassoon. It's played with steam blown through tuned whistles. What? That's awesome, and I want one. Okay, thank you for playing Instrument or Animal.
Today's Echo Song is about a very long journey to an unknown destination. What will you find when you arrive? See if you can imagine where you're going while you're singing the echoes. You could even try singing part of it with your eyes closed. Are you ready? Let's begin.
At the top.
At the top.
Of the hill.
Of the hill.
There are steps. Go up until,
go up until
you have found,
you have found
a little path,
a little path
to take you up,
to take you up
around and back,
around and back.
Take the ladder,
take the ladder,
two more flights,
two more flights,
an elevator.
Comes into sight.
Press floor 8.
Press floor 8.
Count to 10.
Count to 10.
Come back out.
Come back out.
Jump up and then.
Jump up and then.
You'll be here.
You'll be here.
With all of them.
With all of them.
The party starts. So grab a friend.
Open up
a secret door.
Go right through
and through one more. There I'll be
fast asleep. This is for the grown-ups.
What costs less than a box of Q-tips and is better for your ears? Joining the Noodleloaf Patreon page. Check out patreon.com/noodleloaf to see what I'm talking about. The link is in the show notes.
Clap it back, clap it back, clap it back.
Yeah. Here's how to play Clap It Back. Your job is to clap the rhythm of everything the singer sings. If the singer sings, "Penguins eating French fries," you clap. This Clap It Back is all about the continents. Not incontinents, that's something different. Are your clapping hands ready to clap these rhythms? Then let's begin.
Continental clap.
Continental clap.
Clap the continents.
Clap the continents.
A land expanse demands.
America,
clap.
Continental clap.
Clap the continents.
Clap the continents.
A land expanse demands.
A land expanse demands.
The clapping of our hands.
The clapping of our hands.
Is it Australia? Australia? How many beats is Australia, Australians? Inquiring minds want to know. Hey, thanks for listening. To all the Australians, Europeans, Africans, North Americans, South Americans, and Asians. And the Antarcticans, of course. We have a lot of penguin fans, don't we? Who love French fries. That's our show. Thanks to Isabel from East Brunswick, and to Joni and Shiloh, my co-hosts, and to all of you who've subscribed or left reviews or sent us messages on the social medias or the emails to say that you've been enjoying the show. We love to hear that stuff. Remember to check the show notes for some ways that you can show us your noodle love. Today's show is made by me, Dan Sachs.